yesterday. Well, obviously, Cruz pulls out, right, Ted? Is that what happened yesterday?
Sure. Yeah, he got his butt whipped again last night in Indiana.
So now, is Kasich going to stay in it, or is he going to jump ship, too?
For now. I mean, but the head of the Republican Party last night said that Trump is the presumptive nominee. So it's over.
There's over 1,000 delegates.
Yeah, it's over. And now with Cruz dropping out, he'll easily get to 1,237 and get set. So it's going to be Trump versus Hillary.
So are they going to help him beat Hillary, or are they going to turn their backs on him?
No, I think they're going to try. They're going to. I mean, there will be some Republicans that probably won't want to see him win.
Right.
But overall, they're going to get behind him now.
It seems like they've accepted him more.
Yeah. Definitely.
So that it should go.
It's going to be wild.
Yesterday, I'm driving to the gym, and I have the news on, and I hear a quote where Trump says something about. Actually, I heard Cruz going nuts because Trump said something about Cruz's father with Lee Harvey Oswald during the Kennedy assassination, yeah. And he's involved. And I'm like, Trump's guy needs to just, like, he's got this. All you have to do is not screw it up.
Right, stop being wacky.
The story, yeah, well, it's a National Enquirer story.
Right.
That's the story, and there's a picture out there that the National Enquirer claims is Ted Cruz's dad hanging out with Lee Harvey Oswald a few days before the Kennedy assassination.
You got it?
I got some audio of it.
Father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald's being... shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What is this right prior to his being shot? And nobody even brings it up. I mean, they don't even talk about it.
And that was yesterday morning on Fox and Friends with your buddy Kilmeade, Raj.
Oh.
And nobody challenged him or anything. They just kind of let him say that.
And it went off and went off. Well, last night, I'm on Twitter, and I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I find it very interesting that Trump mentions Ted Cruz's father in the Kennedy assassination, and all of a sudden he pulls out of the race. I was like, this is tailor-made for Ted.
He dropped out because he's finished. I mean, there was no path at all for him to win. I mean, he got crushed last night.
But what if there's some truth to that, Ted?
Truth to what?
What if all of a sudden, you know, maybe Cruz's father was involved with the Kennedy assassination?
I mean, anything is possible.
And then he pulls out of the race, he just doesn't want to be involved, you know?
Anything is possible, but I mean, Cruz never had a shot, he was never going to make it. So, you know, he's finished, and now it's time for them to focus on, as like Trump likes to say, crooked Hillary.
I think maybe this afternoon, you and some of your tinfoil hat-wearing buddies could, just get the ideas out there about what could possibly be.
I'd say anything is possible. And the reason, one of the big reasons Cruz didn't make it is that there's a lot of things about him that just don't seem to add up.
And a lot of don't, things. He's not on the surface. People don't like him.
Right. He just doesn't seem to be the guy that he pretends to be.
You see Ted and Dunkin' Donuts today. So, Saeed, what do you think about Cruz's father killing Ted and Kennedy?
It's 5:49.
I have a strawberry frosted.
Here's Ted.
Your BAB security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Long Island traffic.
Roger, JP, 5:54 here on BAB.
Ted, we're going to replay a little piece of audio from you, okay?
We just did a whole thing about last night and actually the audio of Trump talking about Cruz's dad. Yesterday it came out in National Enquirer that his dad was in a picture next to Lee Harvey Oswald, like before the JFK assassination or something.
And apparently Ted thinks he's way more interested than Donald Trump talking about Ted Cruz's father. Listen to what happens.
Ted cuts him off.
You got it?
I got some audio of it.
Father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald's being, shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What is this right prior to his being shot? And nobody even brings it up. I mean, they don't even talk about it.
And that was yesterday morning. On Fox and Friends with, I honestly thought that was the end of it a second ago.
You just did 15 seconds of audio left and you were just like, yeah, that's Fox and Friends over there.
That was the end of the cut, honestly.
How would you think that if Trump's still talking?
Well, I mean, basically, I explained what the cut was.
Oh, I see. So we should have had you explain what the cut was instead of actually hearing Trump say it.
Right. I thought that was the end of it.
Coming up next.
I'm excited. I jumped the gun.
Yeah, coming up next, Ted will interrupt more important moments in history.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Let's see how we can crucify the lunar landing.
Right. Ted Hugger thought it was over. Well, I knew it was over. I could just summarize it. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Honestly, Donald's had his time. It's my time now.
Little trigger happy this morning.
Nobody cuts off Donald Trump except Ted Linder.
Have some decaf, bro.
It's 5:55, 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's just after 6 o'clock this morning.
Coming up next, if you a couple minutes ago, maybe you heard Ted just decided to stomp all over Donald Trump, some audio that we had of Donald Trump. Ted will interrupt more moments in history, the lunar landing, and so much more.
It's not the first time it's happened. And nobody interrupts Donald Trump except Ted Lindner.
Except Ted Lindner.
And it just happened on this program.
Excuse me, Donald.
He knew what he was going to say, JP. Yeah,
get out
it's
of the
totally
way.
Fine.
Yeah, it's my time now, Donald.
Ted Lindner, next. 102.3 WB. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 6:04. Showers today and 52. So if you're just waking up, earlier we were playing a very important audio clip from yesterday where Donald Trump was talking on an interview about Ted Cruz's dad and the picture of him standing next to Lee Harvey Oswald not too long before, apparently, the JFK assassination. Why nobody was talking. And right in the middle of Trump talking, Ted just starts talking all over Trump and says, well, I know what he's going to say. I thought the clip was over. And then so we found that there are many moments in history that Ted has interrupted history before.
He's very Forrest Gump-esque.
He's everywhere. Mm. For example, we go back to 1969 and this amazing moment.
It's one small step for man.
You know, before this happened on July 20th, 1969, actually, guys, the first human-made object to reach the surface of the moon was the Soviet Union's Luna 2 mission, which had happened 10 years before in September of 1959.
It's Neil Armstrong's right to speak.
Oh, yeah, but this happened 10 years later in 1969.
Okay.
All right, we know what happened there. It was Apollo 11. Yeah. First man mission to land on the moon.
Ted Lindner interrupts history.
Right? And, you know, since then, there's been six other manned U.S. landings well between 69 and 72.
Here's another...
Historic.
Here's another very historic speech in our country's history.
This nation will rise up. Live out the true meaning of its creed.
You know, back in 2001, I had the chance to visit the Civil Rights Museum. It was terrific. And that's, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., of course.
Well,
you know,
he was a
civil rights leader. He was a big time dreamer, very idealistic, anti Vietnam War.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I have a dream.
The FBI claims that he was a womanizer.
He was just going to say
he denies that.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a holiday that we celebrate every year because of him.
Yeah.
All right,
in
well,
January.
We do have this other moment in history.
And finally, this is a moment close to your heart, Ted.
Okay.
So the winning run is at second base.
You know, Vin Scully, this is going to be his last season in L.A., his last year calling games. But this is a great moment from October of 1986. Roller behind the bag. Gets through Buckner.
Can you?
Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it. The infamous Game 6, of course.
Well, it'd be nice to hear the crowd, hear Vince Scully.
Right. Mel Buckner walking off the field in defeat. Unbelievable moment.
It's actually the exact opposite of Forrest Gump. In Forrest Gump, he tries to blend in with history.
Right.
Ted just wants to steamroll and make it all about
take
him.
Take a giant crap
that
all over
that was a great moment right there. October 25th, 1986.
Yeah, they were great. Ted Lindner interrupts history. There it is. It's the proof.
Did I mention that it took the Red Sox another 18 years before they would win the World Series after that?
Is
it took
that
18 years to recover.
What Vin Scully said?
That's what he says. 18 years later.
6:07. That was a wonderful moment with Ted Lindner, everybody. Here's Ted with the roads.
Your VAB, Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic in Syosset this morning. Cold Spring Road is closed between Townsend Drive and Chelsea Drive. This is because of a plane that went down in that area yesterday afternoon. Tell you more about that coming up in just a few minutes here. Other than that, this morning, though, no other major issues or problems through Suffolk and Nassau counties. The Long Island Railroad is on or close to schedule. Traffic's brought to you by the Westbury campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. There's no substitute for hands-on. Learn by doing training, training that happens in months, not years. Take a test drive at their studios and join them for a tour of one of their three New York City area campuses. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You can call them at 1-800-TV-RADIO, or you can visit them at gocsb.com. That's a look at your BAB, Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram.